Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
The following teaching is presented by Father Cedric Pazegna and is entitled Reconciliation.
Well, a great big welcome back to everybody. Let's remain standing and we'll have our opening prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for another beautiful day in Oregon. It's such a wonderful place to live and to visit. I thank you for the bright sunshine, the fresh air, for being alive and for your love in our life. And oftentimes, Father, as we journey along the way, we sin, we fall short of your glory, and we obey the flesh. And I pray for all the folks here tonight that they'll sense your love, your mercy, and once again, they'll make a new surrender to you so that they can encounter you in a beautiful, fresh way. So I ask your blessing upon your people in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I welcome you back. I thank you for coming. Let me just warm you up a little bit. I'll tell you a few jokes, and then I'll get into the preaching here in just a minute. I got this by email a couple weeks ago. Never told them before, so judging on your response, I'll tell them again or not. But anyway, it's entitled, Why Am I Married? And they're real short little quips. At a cocktail party, one woman said to another, aren't you wearing your wedding ring on the wrong finger? And she said, yes, I am. I married the wrong man. And a lady inserted an ad in the classifieds, husband wanted. The next day, she received 100 letters. And they all said the same thing, you can have mine. When a woman steals your husband, there's no better revenge than to let her keep him. A woman is incomplete until she's married, then she's finished. A little boy asked his father, Daddy, how much does it cost to get married? And the father said, I don't know, son, I'm still paying. And this is my last one, so don't worry. Just think, if it weren't for marriage, men would go all through their life thinking they had no faults at all. Okay, so, senior citizen was driving down the freeway, and his car, you know, he's in his car and his cell phone rang, and he answered, and he heard his wife's voice, you know, she's kind of out of breath, urgently warning him, Herman, I just heard on the news there's a car going the wrong way on Interstate 5. Be careful. Heck, said Herman, it's not just one car, there's 100 of them going the wrong way. Okay. There's a little girl talking to her teacher about whales. The teacher said it was physically impossible for a whale to swallow a human being because although it's a large mammal, the throat was very small. And the little girl stated, Jonah in the Bible was swallowed by a whale. And the teacher reiterated, a whale could not possibly swallow a human. The throat's too small, it's impossible. The little girl said, when I get to heaven, I'll ask Jonah. And the teacher said, well, what if Jonah went to hell? And the little girl said, then you ask him. Oh, you like that one better, okay. Well. Let's see here. This one's called My Dad is Better Than Your Dad. I want to make sure I didn't miss one there. Okay. Three boys are in the schoolyard and they're bragging about their fathers. And the first boy says, my dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper, calls it a poem, they give him $50. Second boy said, that's nothing. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper and they call it a song. They give him $100. The third boy says, I got you both beat. My dad scribbles a few words on a piece of paper. They call it a sermon. And it takes 8 people to gather up the money. Okay, let's keep moving here. Secretary at the Catholic Church gets a call. This guy says, I want to talk to the head hog at the trough. She said, sir, I don't think he'd appreciate that. He likes to be called father. He goes, oh yeah, I was going to give $10,000 to your church. She says, oh, hold on a minute. Porky just walked in. All right, you forced me to tell one of my favorites. Heard the story about this man who was in the RCIA program. You know what the RCIA program is? Rite of Christian Initiation of Adults. And he wasn't very familiar with the Catholic lingo because he's just joining the church. Now, he made his first confession. And he goes to the father and he goes, Father, bless me for I have sinned. He goes, yes, my child, what have you done? He said, I've stole some lumber. And he goes, well, how much wood did you steal? He goes, well, enough to build a doghouse. And the priest said, well, that's not too bad. He goes, wait a minute, Father, time out, there's more. He goes, what more? He said, well, I stole enough wood to build a 2-car garage. The priest said, well, that's a little more serious, but Father, time out, there's more. What more? He goes, I stole enough wood to build a 4-bedroom house. He goes, that's a lot more serious. You are going to have to make a novena. The guy kind of looked and he says, I don't know what a novena is, Father, but you got the plans, I got the lumber. Anyway, this comes from Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 5, and he said, I say then, live by the Spirit. You will certainly not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh has desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit has desires against the flesh. They are opposed to each other, so that you may not do what you want. But if you are guided by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If we live by the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking one another, or envious of one another. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So this is a main strand of Paul's thought, the Spirit and the flesh. And that's what I want to talk about tonight, the whole dichotomy between the Spirit, of course, the Spirit of God, and the flesh. Now, you need to understand, when Paul talks about the flesh, he's not talking about this, okay? It's a word in the Greek that means our fallen nature. And when we talk about the flesh in the Bible, we're talking about that part of us that is unredeemed and fallen and sinful. And so it has desires, and then the Spirit of God has desires. And we're kind of caught in the middle, and we either have to say yes to the Spirit or no to the Spirit, or yes to the flesh and no to the flesh. And so Paul was telling the Galatians, and he's really telling all of us, when it comes to sin, really, there's the Spirit of God and there's the fallen nature. And you have to decide which one you're going to say yes to. And I'm praying that, you know, as you look down that list, you'll make a new turn to God tonight and say yes to the Spirit of God, be led by the Spirit, because that leads to life. I heard a story about a Cherokee Indian, and it was a grandfather warrior, and he was talking to his little grandson. And he told him this story, and he said that everybody has a battle within them raging. And he said the battle is between these two wolves within. And he said one wolf is a white wolf, and another wolf is a dark wolf. He said the dark wolf is anger, and envy, and jealousy, and lust, and greed, and impatience. And the white wolf is peace, and self-control, and discipline, and love, and generosity. And then the little grandson said, well, which wolf wins? And the grandfather said, the wolf that you feed. And it's the same with us. Either the flesh or the Spirit is going to win. And it depends which one you feed. Now, how do you feed the wolf within? By saying yes to it. Impatience and anger and lust and gluttony and all these different things. When you say yes to it, you're feeding it. And I found out something. When you keep feeding it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. But when you starve it, it gets weaker and weaker and weaker. And all of us have this dichotomy going on within us. We have the flesh that's crying out to be fed, our fallen nature that's yelling to us, and we also have the spirit that's beckoning to us, saying, follow me. And we're in the middle with the yes and the no, and we have to decide what to do. It's called free will. And let me try to get practical in a minute, but I just want to lay that foundation. So Paul talks about the flesh and the fleshly nature, and he talks about the impulses of the flesh, and there's impulses of the spirit, and you have to understand that. Many people don't understand really that we have two natures going on within us. We have that fallen nature, and we have the redeemed nature, the spirit within us, that Paul calls it, we are a new creation. And most people just think, they're just one person, and many people follow their just the ordinary impulses that they think all the time, and it leads them into sin. And I want you to be led by the Spirit, following the Spirit. So let me talk about impulses. Put your hand on your pulse just for a minute, your fingers right there. And those of you listening by tape, you can do the same thing. Now feel that beat. That's your pulse. And it keeps coming. It's rhythmic. It keeps going. Well, just like you have a pulse right there. Okay, you can let go. Just like you have a pulse there, we also have an impulse. It's inside, and it pulses. And the impulse are thoughts, they're imaginations, they're ideas that come up in us, and, we just kind of listen to them. And there's all kinds of different impulses that come. Let me talk about that. We need to understand when it comes to sin and when it comes to the different areas of our life, where all this comes from. It comes from the flesh. And the Spirit is trying to help us, but the flesh is trying to drag us down. I remember one time I was walking, and it was in New York, and it was right by a boatyard, a very beautiful place, and the boats were dry docked. And there was this big, huge sailboat. You know how they put names on the boats? Well, on the back of this boat, the name of the back of the boat was Impulse. Now, I don't know if the guy bought it on a whim, or maybe he thought every time he got an urge to go out, that's what impulses are. They're whims. They're urges. Their appetites, if you will, the impulses of the flesh. Well, anyway, he named his boat Impulsive. Many people live by impulse. That's kind of the way they are. In fact, there was a song out years ago, I remember, I like rock and roll. I was telling you last night I like music. Well, there was a song out by a rock and roll singer, a group called Wilson Phillips, and it was simply called Impulsive. And it became a number one hit. And maybe it's because many people are impulsive. They can relate to it. And these are some of the words. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think clear. I don't want to analyze what I'm doing here. I want to be impulsive, reckless, acting on the moment, spontaneous, lose myself. And I'll tell you, if you're impulsive, you will lose yourself. And think about it. How do you think adultery happens? By impulses. How do you think people go to these gambling casinos? They just get an impulse, and off they go. People go shopping, because not so much at times because they need things, but they get an impulse, and they follow the impulse. People overeat, because sometimes they're not even hungry. All of a sudden, you just get this image of a chocolate sundae in your mind, and you go after it. Where the mind goes, the person follows. These are impulses. Now, all the while, the Spirit is in there telling you, don't do it. If you eat that, you're going to get sick. Or if you go gambling, you're probably going to lose. But oftentimes what we do is we harden our heart, we deny the impulses of the Spirit, and we follow the impulses of the flesh. And it's real important that you say no to the flesh and yes to the Spirit. Well, let me try to get a little more practical. So now we're talking about the impulses, and that we all have them. Just like we have a pulse, we all have these impulses. And some of them are from the flesh, some of them are from the Spirit. And we have to be discerning. Well, we just went through this tremendous hurricane in Houston. And I think it brought out some of the best and some of the worst in people. the best I was talking about last night, you know, how people are helping other people and they're happy and smiling and doing different other things for people. And it brings out some of the best in humanity. Well, it brings out the looters too. And it brings out people who are doing some pretty terrible things. And I heard this story, it's a true story, from one of my friends. He told the story, you know, these gas lines, you wait some of these gas lines over an hour, you know, because for one thing, many of the stations, there's still a third of Houston doesn't have power. And many of the stations don't even work. But the ones that do are having trouble getting gas. So if you find a station that's got gas, I mean, everybody goes running toward it. Well, you know, some of these lines can be pretty long. And imagine what it would be like if somebody tried to cut in front of you. Talk about impulses, you know, that well up and you want to strike out. Well, I heard a story, a true story, that one guy did cut in front of another guy. The guy got out of the car, started yelling at him, and said, get out of there, and the guy wouldn't do it. He went back to his car and got a gun, and he shot the guy. And I mean, it's like, talk about anger out of control. Impulses. See, these are impulses of the flesh, and you got to be able to manage them. Many people aren't able to manage their emotions and their impulses and their thoughts and all these different things that come up. And I think maturity, what maturity is all about, is being able to manage your feelings, being able to recognize your impulses, having self-control, being able to say no to the flesh. That's what discipline is, self-control is, being led by the Spirit instead of being led by the flesh. And, you know, most of the world out there, they're just kind of going by every whim, by every impulse, by every emotion. People are bent out of shape. They're doing things they shouldn't be doing because they're not listening to God within them. But hopefully, you know, we're mature enough that we can discern the voice of the Spirit and say no to the flesh and follow. I want to say once again, you know, self-control is when you say no to yourself and you say yes to the Spirit. For example, I'm talking about impulses now, and we all have them. You got to recognize them, otherwise they're going to rule your life and bring you into places that you don't want to go. My doctor told me years ago that although I'm pretty slim, don't really have a weight problem, but I inherited high cholesterol. Runs in the family. I guess Italians have it or whatever. I know my dad had it. And so he told me that I had to go on a diet, and he called it a low-fat diet. And I said, well, what's a low-fat diet? And I found out that everything that tastes good has high fat. So, you know, hitherto, I would eat ice cream and, you know, cheese and milk and pizza and all these different things at will. You know, it was no problem. Because, of course, you know, my impulses were always saying eat cheese and ice cream and all those different things. And I never had to put a check on it. No, there was never any self-control in that area because I didn't have to. Well, now I've got a low cholesterol diet. And that means I don't want to go on Lipitor or any of those type drugs, and I haven't had to yet, because I can monitor my diet by my own self-control, and saying no to the impulses and to the whims that try to drive me crazy. Well, let me just say it's been a battle. I've narrowed down the whole milk. I got it down to 2%, then I got it down to 1%. Now I'm on skim milk, and that took great self-control. But just to let you know, I'm half Italian, and I love pizza. Pizza was one of the last things to go. Pepperoni pizza with extra cheese. I mean, I just love it. But, you know, I don't want to have a stroke, and I don't want to have a heart attack. And, you know, so you got to say no to some things. But the flesh doesn't die. That's one thing that you have to understand. The Bible says that the sin will never die. The flesh doesn't die, but you got to say no to it. It's always going to be alive, but the more you say no to it, the more you starve it, the less power it's going to have. But still, you know, it's still alive there. And just to let you know, the church where I stay, right next door, there's a Pizza Hut. And I mean, you want to talk, you know how impulses are incited? They're incited by sometimes visually, for example. You know, you can be looking through a magazine, you can see a picture of a bikini, you know, a girl in a bikini, and then all of a sudden you start, whoa, lust gets, concupiscence, they call it, kind of gets stirred up. But it can also be incited through smell. And I found that out when I walked behind the Pizza Hut, you know, and you can smell it and everything, and all of a sudden, you know, the impulses of the flesh are saying, why don't you just get a pizza? You know, you hardly ever have one. But I know enough about myself that if I start once, I'm going to keep going back there. So I just say no. No, don't do it. And then in the grocery store, it's a hard time for me. Because, you know, I'll shop for groceries, and there's so many other things that I still love, like ice cream and chocolate and potato, especially chocolate, you know. But chocolate's like the worst thing you can eat, as far as I'm concerned, for cholesterol and clogging up your arteries and veins and everything. But, you know, the flesh doesn't care. It doesn't care about being healthy. It doesn't care about exercise and self-discipline and self-control. It just wants. The flesh is like this hole that just, you can't satisfy it. It wants anything and everything. It's very lazy. It doesn't want to work. Doesn't want to do anything. And it has an insatiable appetite. And that's why during Lent, for example, one of the things that we do is we fast. Because you try to get control over your appetites, over the flesh. You can't just let it run free rein. Well, I'll be walking through the grocery store, you know, and you know, visually I'll just see the chocolate aisle, you know, the candy down there, and you know, I can feel the pull, and I can also feel the spirit saying, "No, Cedric, go this way." And I'm caught in the middle, yes or no. And that's what I'm talking about tonight. In all these different areas, anger, impatience, you know, for example, anger. The hurricane is stirring up so much anger, you know, in Houston. People are frazzled, frustrated. Well, we have these toll roads in Houston, and the one right by my house that has a double entrance, you know, and it's got these two things that come down, and one is for the easy tag that you just go right through and it pops open, and the other one you have to pay. So I was going into it, and because the electricity was out, they were both open. And I was going, and then as soon as you finish, it merges into one lane. So I was going through mine, and I noticed in my rearview mirror, here comes this guy coming real fast into this other one, and we're coming to the merge, and he has to beat me, you know, and I was going pretty fast. And he almost sandwiched me into the wall. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to chase that guy, push him over, you know, the flesh is going, go get him, you know, you can do it, you know. But inside, I could feel, it's like a horse. You ever see a horse where the reins are being pulled? It's like, whoa, Cedric. And I can feel goosebumps go up and down me. I'll talk about the Holy Spirit tomorrow night. That's the Holy Spirit saying, Cedric, whoa, take it easy. Don't get all bent out of shape. Don't let your emotions rule you. Say no to that. You know, you're angry, but don't express it in that way. Manage your emotions. And it's the same way with all of us. You know, we can get bent out of shape like that guy that shot that person. You know, there's all kinds of different examples of that. And that's what I'm talking about. We all have this. And you have to recognize it. You have to say no to it. And you got to grow up. That's exactly what maturity is. Maturity is when you have self-control. It's one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, self-control. So the Spirit gives it to help you. But basically what it comes down to is you saying yes or you saying no. And that's really important. So, you know, there's all kinds of different examples. Food in the grocery store, watching TV. I'll wake up on a Sunday morning especially, you know, and I know the first thing I really want to do is pray. And I'll get this image of what's on the news or what are the latest sports scores. And I want to go to the TV. And then once you go to the TV, you know how hard it is to turn it off? I mean, you go there and you just say, oh, well, and that's the thing about the flesh. It lies to you. It'll tell you, just go there for a few minutes, and you know, you just see the sports scores, you just see a little bit of the news. And then when you sit down, the next thing you know, you're eating potato chips, you know, early in the morning, and you're sitting there, and you know, oh, I'll pray later. And then sometimes you just lose your prayer life, you know, because you're saying no to the Spirit and yes to the flesh. And you've got to be really careful. So there's all kinds of different examples of how this happens. And I want to say, be careful with lust, with food. You know, these are the seven deadly sins: lust, gluttony, anger, envy, pride. You know, all these different areas. It applies to us because, you know, we're human beings. We have a fallen nature and we have the Holy Spirit.
Please listen next time for the conclusion of Father Cedric's inspiring message. We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.